This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Bert Show.
All right, let's get to Evie now. She thinks her brother might be cheating on his girlfriend, and she wants our help to find out for sure. And maybe we'll do a Tinder takedown here. Hey, Evie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, give us the deets on your brother, his girlfriend. I'm assuming that you're very close to the girlfriend, and that's why you want to see if he's doing anything shady?
Yeah, We're good friends. We're not like, you know, childhood best friends, but we are good friends. And I thought my brother had outgrown his player phase, you know, because he's 3 years younger and he's very charming, objectively, not in a weird way, good looking, like handsome. I've heard it from enough friends to know, like, okay. And I thought, okay, like, maybe I can set him up with my friend Bethany and they'll hit it off because they're both good people. Like my brother's a good person, but she's been telling me that he bailed on her for a couple of dates now. And I'm very nervous that I made a huge mistake in setting them up.
Ooh. So is there any other indicators that you think he might have like slipped back into his F-boy phase?
No, I mean, like, other than, like, you know, being a little distant and, like, bailing on dates. Like, I've seen my brother in one committed relationship before. And, like, when he's into somebody, he's into them. And he's always available. And now it seems like he's not.
How old is he?
He's 26.
Yeah, he's still in that phase.
As
somebody who is 26 and dating a lot of 26-year-olds, I can confirm he's probably still in that phase. So how long have they been going out?
Isn't your brain developed?
Yeah, mine finally happened about, like, a week and a half ago.
I'm currently pending.
Application pending. You're almost downloaded. That little wheel is like, oh, it's so close.
Start getting slow at the end.
It gets real slow at the end.
I don't know what the question
is. Maybe you just needed a system upgrade.
Right.
Evie, how long have your brother and this chick been going out for? I mean, like, is this like a relationship? Are they just starting to date? Like, what's the status here?
I know they were talking for a long time before they went official. Like, I think they've only been exclusive for like 2 to 3 months.
Okay, so they've defined the relationship.
Have you thought of going to your brother first and having a stand-up conversation with him about what's really going on before you implode the relationship?
No, for sure. But I don't know. He's also, like, he thinks, like, I nag too much and that I don't believe in him, which is, like, a whole separate issue. It, like, has nothing to do with relationships, especially one with my friend. But I love my brother. Like, I don't want to hurt him. I don't want to hurt his feelings, but I also don't want to see my friend like get increasingly more attached only to get burned.
Did you forget your question?
I did.
Okay. I got one. I got one in the chamber ready to go.
I had a really good one too.
I got one in the chamber.
And then my brain went somewhere else.
That little wheel still spinning.
Yeah. Apparently I'm still pending.
Still pending.
That was a hell of a party Saturday.
Yes.
Here we are on Tuesday, man. We're all still recovering. Evie.
Oh, I remember what it is.
Okay, go.
better late than never, right? That's the story of my life. All right. So Evie, if you do find out information and it is bad that he is cheating on Bethany, what are you going to do with it?
No, for sure. Then he, like, I'm going to go full big sister and, like, you have to break up with her. Like, okay. This is my friend. Like, it's not like someone I'm never going to see again. Like, you can't mess around with her feelings.
All right. Well, this could be disastrous. First of all, I will say this is that give yourself a little bit of grace. Everybody comes, and when you develop a relationship, you build a character resume, right? And your brother has been an F-boy, like you said, this entire time. So his brand with you and probably the rest of your friends also is F-boy, right? So give yourself a little grace there. But I think Kristen is right. Like, if when we do this, or actually we've already done it, mm-hmm. when you present this to him, A, he's just going to deny it. Or B, he's going to say, stay out of my life. I just don't know what good can come out of it.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It doesn't sit right with my soul. That's kind of been a fun theme we've been playing with on The Burt Show lately, where you're getting something off your chest that's just not sitting right with you. Like when I threw a sick burn at Abby and then immediately felt bad, and she did the same thing to Kristen and also felt bad right away. Now, we're all good and that was all in good fun, but sometimes you're not quite ready to confront your problems head on and you need someone to talk to. And while we love talking to you guys about your drama, sometimes it's above our pay grade and you need a professional to give you advice. I've been to therapy, and there's something so freeing about unloading your problems on a therapist that has your back and you know is there to help you. And that's where BetterHelp comes in. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
Yeah. No, I hear what you guys are saying. I don't know. It's not like I'm obsessed with being matchmaker. I just thought they were so cute.
I know. And I know you want to look out for her and her feelings. And I know you want your brother to be better. If that is even the case. But just to let you know, we did do our Tinder takedown, and I had to get very persistent.
Okay.
Mm.
All right, so...
You guys will tell you, I was extra. We went over the top. You know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
So you found this guy on Tinder?
Yes, we did.
And then sort of started catfishing him?
Maybe.
Okay, just to find out if he would take the bait or not.
Maybe.
All right, so we got results for you, Evie. At that point, you'll have to figure out exactly what to do with the results, but we can give them to you here in just a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang tight.
The Burt Show.
Evie hit us up, and she said she wanted our help to figure out what's going on with her brother, right? Her brother is, what, 26, 27 years old? Up until this point, he sort of has been a quote-unquote F-boy, right?
But she's seen maturity. She's seen him change his ways.
Mm-hmm. but she doesn't quite believe her eyes because he's in a relationship now with a girl that she really, really likes a lot. And there have just been a couple of different indicators that, man, maybe he's back to being, you know, maybe he's a recovering F-boy. And from time to time, you slip up.
You relapse. Back to your F-boy ways.
Right.
Yeah, so Evie set up her brother with this friend of hers. This is a friend of hers. It's a good friend. And she thought they'd be a good match, and they were. They've been going out for about 2 months. But now she's noticed that he doesn't talk to her about Evie as much. He doesn't talk to Evie, his sister, about Bethany, who he's going out with, as much. And then apparently he's canceled some of his plans with Bethany over the last couple of weeks. And so it just has a red flag up, and she's like, ugh, is my brother back to doing what he was doing before?
Maybe there's nothing to worry about, though, but we have some results for because we tested this dude. Evie, you still there?
I am.
All right. Kristen, you want to take it from here? Because Was this you or was this your friend that did the quote-unquote Tinder takedown?
Well, friends.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to get an army.
Backup?
In order to win the battle.
Sometimes you have to what?
You have to build an army in order to win the battle.
Oh.
So, Evie, you gave me your brother's stats, his name, his age, his locations, or his location. And I had my friend change her location on Tinder, and she started swiping. And she did come across your brother.
No.
And swiped right.
You're nervous.
Well, I'm sad because I want to have hope. As somebody who's dating 26-year-olds, I want to have hope that they're good.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay.
As setting yourself up for disappointment.
I'm going to ask you to set your bar real low right now.
Well, it's already in hell, so let me get a shovel real quick.
All right, so Evie, she swiped right on him. He also swiped right on her for a match, meaning he's currently active on Tinder, all right? Now, friend number one waited all day, and he never made a move.
All right, question before we even move on.
Yeah.
We've covered this before. If you're super serious about somebody and you're dating, you shouldn't be on Tinder, shouldn't be activated at all, correct?
100%. You should not be on the apps.
Okay. However, Mo has said before also that he's not even in his like radar sometimes. He's dating somebody, but he didn't delete the app, but you're not active on it.
Not active. You wouldn't be swiping and getting matches if you weren't active.
Okay.
All right, so she waited all day after they matched, and he never made a move. So he never messaged her. Obviously, we have an agenda here.
Good, right?
Yes.
Mostly.
Somewhat.
So, but we have an agenda here. So she reached out to him. He never responded to her, okay? I didn't feel like that gave us a lot of closure here. So I enlisted friend number two, who is single and has Tinder. Gave her all the information. She found Evie's brother. She swiped right on the brother. He also swiped right on her. And because of what happened with friend number one, she went ahead and immediately messaged him. We weren't going to wait for him to try to make a move. He never responded.
Interesting.
So, not one to give up. No. I have one more friend who is single and has Tinder downloaded on her phone, right?
So you just ask him at some point. It's getting exhausting. Are you or are you not an F boy?
Whatever. It's like, you know, sometimes you just, hey, you got to commit to the bit, baby. So, it was late last night, but friend number three, she went on there, gave her the picture and his stats. Evie, friend number three also found your brother. Swipe right. He swiped right on her.
He's swiping right on everybody.
She messaged him, and he never responded.
Oh, okay.
So it's the chase.
So what does this mean? And I have so many questions. So these are my questions I have. Is he just looking for a confidence boost by having women swipe on him? Is this considered F-boy behavior? Why swipe right if you aren't going to communicate? Is this considered infidelity? Does Evie need to say something to him?
All right, let's chew on these.
So if they've only been exclusive for a couple of months, which is what you said, Evie, it's been like, what, 2 months where they DTR'd?
Yeah.
So if he was on Tinder and was swiping a couple months ago and your friends had popped up, if he had swiped right, like if they found him now and swiped right, like it would still show as a match, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he matched with them recently. So he may still have his account just kind of active, like, oh, it's sitting on my phone because I've only been dating this girl for 2 months, but he might not be on it actively seeking somebody.
Sidebar. Quick Google search, Mo, because you and I were confused.
Yes, sir.
DTR is to find the relationship.
Oh, yeah,
got it. Okay, thank you.
Carry on.
Welcome to class.
Yep.
But here, Boomers. Abby, one of these girls is in Florida, and she actively changed her location to try to match. So it's a recent match. These haven't been sitting. Like, that friend in Florida changed her location to try to find him, and she did. Sorry to bust your theory, but.
Dang. This sounds like a total ego play on his part. Like, he's not doing anything with it, but he still wants to know. It's definitely a sign of immaturity, for sure. But is it possible that he still likes to chase, even though he's in this committed relationship? He's like, he likes the ego. He likes the dopamine hit of swiping right, having people swipe right on him, but he does nothing with it because he doesn't want to totally cross a line.
It's given for me like the old just want to keep one foot in the pool just in case.
Yes.
Like, you know, like he still kind of wants to know what's out there, what he could possibly be missing out on, but he doesn't necessarily want to mess up things with what he's got going.
Mm. But I feel like that's screwing over both the women on both sides. Like the ones on Tinder, he's just swiping and he has no, like, has no desire to communicate. And then poor Bethany over here, like, do we consider this infidelity?
Yes, you need to have Tinder integrity. And he certainly does not have Tinder integrity.
The old TI.
Yeah. If you're going to swipe right, you better have some, like, intention behind it.
I don't think anybody's used the word integrity and Tinder in the same sentence.
So I don't know what to do with that, Evie.
I don't either, Evie, but that's all we got.
Yeah, I think it just goes to show he's not super serious about Bethany. And it may just be because he's not
in that place in his life yet. Yeah. Like, maybe he's not going to cheat on her, but I don't get the sense that he's ready to settle down.
I feel like he's a recovering F-boy, and rather than, like, if you're addicted to something, he's going back and just sampling a little bit, but he's not going all the way. But it indicates to me that if something really came his way that he was interested in, he would go back to his old F-boy ways.
I agree. Like, he may genuinely be trying to level up out of that, but he's clearly not fully there yet.
He's got some work to do.
He's got some work to do. Okay, Evie?
I just have a quick question, because, like, I was never on Tinder. I'm married to my high school sweetheart.
Must be nice.
Do some people treat Tinder like Instagram, where you just do it when you're,
boredom?
You know, on the toilet or something? Like, yeah, when you're bored.
Is it a toilet hobby?
Not if you're not actively seeking the merchandise.
Yeah, there are many other things to do on the toilet, like poop.
or scroll through actual Instagram.
He's crapping on a lot of women right now.
Indeed he is.
Yes, he is.
Indeed he is.
The Bird Show.